But everybody, we're going to do a demonstration because something the Lord wants to show husbands and wives. I didn't know when this would happen or take place, but nevertheless, it'll minister to some of you who are here that you'd understand what marriage is, you know, pretty much really all about. Peter says this. He says that we are heirs together, speaking to the husbands and the wives. We are heirs together of the grace of God. The grace of God is the favor of God. It's the blessing of God. To use an analogy of grace, Paul said this in Ephesians chapter 2, for by grace are you saved through faith, not of works. It's a gift of God, not a result of your works, lest any man should boast. So let's say that this room, this tabernacle we are in, is filled with grace. It's like entering into the presence and into the blessing and into the favor of God, where every need is provided, everything you have need of. And the way to get into this grace is through faith. And so faith is like every door of entrance. Now, we know there's only one way to God. There's only one entrance, but we have here three. Just for illustrative purposes. We're not going to go out of each one, but just say, what does that door represent over there? Faith. What does that one represent over there? Faith. What does that one represent over there? Faith. Okay. And what's in this room? Grace. And what is grace? The blessings and favor of God. Everything that God has that we all have need of, it's in this room. The only way we will get access to it is come through the doors of faith. So God ordained marriage. And Peter says that the husband and the wife, they are heirs together. It doesn't mean that the single people aren't heirs of God. You are heirs of God as well. You're more blessed than married couples. You just don't know it. You haven't found that out yet. You have more time with the Lord. You got more time to spend in the grace and favor. Husbands and wives have to spend time trying to please one another in addition to serve the Lord. You have only one allegiance, and that's to Jesus, okay, as a single person. So I just want to demonstrate something before you, because I want you to see not only how God has ordained the marriage for the husband and wife under this grace that we are in, but how the anointing works to keep it together. Amen? So Brother Joshua and Sister Kaya are just going to demonstrate, and all we're going to do is go this way as heirs together of the grace of God, of the favor and earthly blessing of God coming down upon the sons and daughters of the Most High God. Does that make sense? Amen. So just walk with me and just go ahead. You know. Heirs together of the grace of God. See, Brother Joshua, I know he's pretty good at this kind of thing. Okay. And see, and this is what the anointing is, and what was projected is the love. What's projected is even what most couples desire, man. Let there be some spark. Let there be some fun. Let there be some joy in our marriage. We don't just want to be tolerating each other, you know, looking at each other all cockeyed and, you know, suspicious of one another. Like, you know, what you doing? How come you got here so late? And what else they doing over there? Hey, hola. Deacon Aquino, how did you used to say it? Keep it holy. Praise God. Yeah. And so that was just a simple illustration of heirs together of the grace of God. They are one, but they're two walking together, and they're enjoying the grace. This is what God ordained in marriage, that you enjoy the grace and the favor of God upon marriage. Marriage is a wonderful thing. It's up to you if you're going to keep it a wonderful thing. Amen. There's going to be all sorts of things, and many of you know because you've been walking through it, all sorts of things working against the marriage, but what God ordained and released the anointed for is what you just saw go before you. Now, you can be saved, spirit-filled, have the promises of God, but never walk in them because you ignore who you are in Christ. You forget about, wait a minute, we're heirs together of the grace of God. Any shortcoming that we have, all we got to do is agree. As a matter of fact, if we're disagreeing and we're walking around here angry and mad at each other, don't even think about praying. Peter says your prayers will be hindered. So now they're just going to demonstrate how many marriages are, that they're just tolerating one another, and they don't reap the benefits and the blessing of what God ordained marriage to be. And see, you can, the anointing is available. The grace is available. They're in the room. They're in the house. Amen. They have access. You come through the doors of faith. But if you come through the doors of faith, faith is an act. You got to act on what God said. So if you know that your heirs together, you know, you don't have to be like family, how family can be. You know, if mom or dad dies and they leave an inheritance and the children are fighting over it. Why are you fighting? You all got an equal portion and an equal share. So we don't need to be fighting as children of God because we all got equal portion and equal share. You can't exhaust everything that the Father has in the house. You can pull on it and it'll replace itself right away. A thousand can pull upon God at one time and get what they need. And it's not like the store shelves are empty as a result. They're still full and overflowing. As soon as something is removed, it's immediately, abundantly replaced. As a matter of fact, the more you demand, the more the supply. It's only until you run out of vessels. It's only until you run out of petition. It's only until you stop doing what God said do. So now let's go. Let's illustrate before them how many couples are, even in the body of Christ. Okay, y'all can go ahead.
It's your fault. I would rather be on the roof, the corner of the roof, than be in this house. You nag way too much. Bible says submit. That's what the Bible says. It says to submit. That's what the Bible says. You know what?
See? See? Look at that. Yeah, first one at the altar. Praise him. I got my praise on today. You want anointed for that kind of mess. That does not reflect being an heir together of the grace of God. As a matter of fact, you forgot about the grace. You forgot about the favor. You forgot about the blessing. And now you reduced everything down to the natural and to the carnal. And so instead of loving each other, you're fighting each other. And that is not why God anointed you and brought you together as husband and wife. Amen. We don't argue. Are there opportunities? Yeah. But we don't take them. Amen. I like the unity better. I like the peace better. I like the joy better. I like the grace better. I like having everything at my disposal. I understand that if she and I are at odds with one another, the Father ain't listening to nothing I say, no matter how anointed it may appear to you. Oh, God! Oh, wasn't Pastor anointed today? Yeah, it didn't get any further than the roof. Why? Because he and his wife are not one. He and his wife are angry with each other. Listen, we don't go home and argue. That's why we got a four-bedroom place that we live in, and all the rooms are filled, and ain't no room for nobody else. We love each other. Praise God. And that's the way it ought to be. Amen. That's why God ordained marriage. Not for us to be, you know, Brother Joshua hit, I'd rather be on the rooftop. I'd rather you be on the rooftop. You know, and that's not what God ordained marriage for. Well, Pastor, why is mine that way? Because you let it. You allow it. You permit it. You permit the adversary. You permit the devourer to come in. You let him play with your mind. You let him put thoughts in your mind. And if you don't take care of it, it'll filter down into your heart. And then your heart will become calloused. And now the one that you were soft and responsive to, now you're hard and cold with. She can't touch you. You can't touch her. Why? Because you're all angry with each other. And that ain't, there's no anointing on that. You can praise God as hard as you want to. It ain't going no further than the roof. God's like, correct the thing. Divorce is not the answer. Correct the thing. And when I say that, I don't say that out of condemnation. See, I have to walk through stuff and learn stuff. But for you who have gotten married, let this be your first and only, and fulfill the covenant until the end, until you go home together. Hallelujah. And if you don't go home on the same train or plane, if you will, you know, if the angels come and get one before the other, thank God for the years that you spent together. Don't be in no hurry to say, you know, I'm so glad he's gone. I'm so glad she's gone. I'm free now. Marriage is not bondage. It's not shackles. It's not a chain that keeps you bound. It's a blessing. It's the covenant of God. You're heirs together of the grace of God. Every blessing, every favor and earthly blessing is yours. Marriage is something to look forward to, something to value and esteem. So kick out arguing, kick out strife. Let the leaven be cleaned out and driven out. That's what your post talks about, living leaven free. You don't know what he did. You don't know what she did. It doesn't matter. The blood cleanses it all. Hallelujah. If nothing more, you at least owe them forgiveness. Why your head down? You got a little one over there? Mija? Oh, okay. I'm looking at, you know, why your head down? Praise God. Marriage is honorable. See it from God's perspective. If the honor is missing, Holy Ghost, I didn't get to preach today, and it's 1:28. Normally, we're trying to get you out of here early, but Holy Ghost, need your help. I need your help. I need your help. Help me to love him. Help me to love her. Help me to submit to him. Help me to lead. Help me to do. Help me to fulfill God's covenant institution of marriage. I don't want to make a mockery out of it. Holy Ghost, help me to bridle my tongue. Holy Ghost, help me, deliver me from anger. He's there. He's the helper. Hello? Jesus says he's the helper. The helper. If I don't go, the helper won't come. The comforter won't come. But the helper is here. There's no reason for anybody in this congregation to have a troubled marriage. Now, see, you came afterwards. If you were just maybe a year or so ahead, who knows what would have happened. But God has not forgotten you either. And he has not forsaken you either. This is why you can keep your head up, praise God, and listen and receive everything God has to say about marriage. Because before you did it in your strength, but this next opportunity, you're going to do it in God's strength. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. Brother Ed, you are a handsome man, and there is not a gay bone in my body. You look handsome, dressed in that suit, in the house of God, in the house of faith. God rebuilding, restoring, renewing, making you that new man in Christ Jesus. The glory is starting to shine. God is taking and rubbing and cleansing and perfecting for his glory. Whatever his plans are for you, they're good. So I can say that safely and with accuracy. They are good. And when the Lord is done with you out of QLM, not that it will end, but it's just the perfecting of things. Whoever gets you is going to have a good godly man. Hallelujah! Jesus. Jesus. So if I see married heads going down, y'all look around. Y'all see some married heads going down. Y'all know, yeah, see, y'all better take a hold of that illustration that was mentioned, because, you know, we ain't got time for this. We ain't got time for husbands to be at wives. We need your prayers. We don't need your prayers to be hindered. Amen. We need your prayers to be unrestricted, yes, with pinpoint accuracy, yes, interceding for the will of God and the work of God to be done. Hallelujah. We got work to do. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Two is better than one. But it doesn't mean that one is eliminated. Praise God. We got some young ones coming up, because I can't wait to see Brother Joseph and Brother OCL and Brother Eric, and you know, they join in holy matrimony with the glory that God has waiting for them. And the Holy Ghost give them Holy Ghost radar, because it says he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. So he's got to give them Holy Ghost radar so that they don't get deceived by someone who's dressed and gives the impression that they're the one, but they're not the one, but that the Lord gives them discernment so they're able to accurately pinpoint, she's the one.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's my favor right there. Glory to God. That's my favor. I obtain favor when I hook up with her. And so then you become heirs together of the grace of God.
Amen.
Your prayers is not hindered. The power of agreement is really enhanced in the married couple. She's your lover. She's your companion. She's your wife by covenant. Honor the Lord. Honor his word. I ask you today what I asked Friday. Do you believe God wants you to sin?
No.
You believe God wants you to live a lifestyle of sin?
No.
Then don't do it. Just don't do it. It's simple. 2 + 2 is, yeah. So for people that think that it's okay to sin and they say that they're saved, you have to ask yourself, do you think God wants you to do that? Well, no, but he understands. No. I didn't ask you, did God understand what you're doing? I said, do you believe he wants you to do that? Because if he wants you to do that, then I understand. I might as well go ahead and commit adultery and, you know, and just, you know, do all of these other things that the natural flesh would like to do. But see, you crucify the flesh with its passions and evil desires and aim it in the direction that God has purposed and planned, and then find out why God made it that way. Then you can say, oh, now I understand why God, you know, has certain parameters and things like that, you know, lines and boundaries and all. It ain't because he wants to stop me from having fun. He's trying to keep me safe from the adversary. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's trying to keep me. So I guess today was the day to do that illustration. I hope it ministered to you. And I hope you all received. I hope you all received something, everybody that was at the altar. And I can't thank you enough, Pastor Lucia, and I can't thank you enough for waiting. There's nothing like waiting with the people that get ministered to, but I understand when people do have to leave, that's understanding too. But when you're there, it's like, you know, going to the hospital and being there with a loved one or a friend, if you will, because they're going through something has happened, and you're there as a strong support. And so your brothers and sisters, as they're being ministered to, you wait with them, and then when they look around and they see, and it's like, oh, praise God. Thank you for your faith and your agreement and for your assistance and all. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So with that being said, did we have any announcements? Anything in the bulletin? Any birthdays coming up this week? Sister Latika and baby Crystal. Crystal Grace? Thank you, Brother Joshua. Did everyone honor the Lord with their tithes? I still have to honor the Lord with mine. Ours, I should say. We'll be here at the altar at 6 p.m. tomorrow, QLM and LTJ. Wednesday, Word Alive. You know those because they're the regular times we meet. And really, as often as we meet, you ought to want to be with us. It's understanding if you have some other things going on, like work. If it's just sitting at home in front of a television, or just sitting at home, especially just woe is me attitude, get on up and come into the house of God. Be filled with faith. If nothing else, be a strong support for others who come out. And be a blessing to your pastors, because we really appreciate it when we're not preaching to empty seats. Or ministering to empty seats. We want the house filled and overflowing, because that's the will of God. If you don't believe God wants more, just read John chapter 15. May 13th, 10 times better in the MP room. Oh, that's right before the 14th. Mother's Day is next Sunday. Amen. No, is it next Sunday? No, it's the Sunday after. That's right, it's the Sunday after. Mother's Day is May the 8th. Okay. And then Pentecost Sunday is May 15th. Yahweh is May 20th. Or Sister Latika, how old are you going to be? 16? I got my silly hat on. 12, she said 12. Okay, we're really going backwards. And then Sister Crystal Grace, how old will she be? One? Is this her first year? Oh, praise God. Amen and amen. There's cake and ice cream back there today? It's today? All right, praise God. There's a benefit. See, you come to church, you get some cake and ice cream too. Bless God. You know, if we had pancakes and stuff like that and coffee, Starbucks coffee, you know, we'd have crowds out there just for the Starbucks coffee. Yeah, y'all want to put together, you know, buy one of those barista things and, okay. What is it? Is it a hand press or is that what it is? I'm talking about those machines they have in Starbucks. We don't want one of those. Yeah, we put it back there on the table. See all your coffee addicts. Not Starbucks. Starbucks don't like Christians. We stand in their way. As a matter of fact, I got to find out another thing because what's that place? PayPal. You know, the PayPal, those of you who go online and you do electronic transfers with Sister Lauren and all, PayPal, they get upset because, you know, you come in and you start changing laws. And they're doing it with such boldness and cockiness. They could care less about what we believe or what we think or the traditions of our nation as a whole, the way it was founded upon the principles and all. They're just changing the law rapidly. And they're forcing us, if you will, to conform. But the thing of it is that they can do what they do. We don't have to agree with it, and neither do we have to concede to it. You go to a restroom, Sister Monica, and you see some dude coming up behind you saying he's going to the restroom because he thinks he's a change, he's no longer a man. Now this is what they're passing now. See, first it was, we just want to go into the hospitals with our loved ones, and we want to be able to receive the inheritance. We want to be with them when they're on the deathbed. And we don't want to get married. We don't want that. We just want this. All we want is domestic partnership, and then it goes from domestic partnership, and it goes from being able to go into the room to now. Well, we want equality. We want equality now. So we want to be able to be married, and then it don't stop there because you got the LGBT, and then they got the Q and something else that they put on there too. You know, the queer, and then they got another, and then it's like, we want to be able, that's discrimination that we can't go into the restroom that we choose. And they're trying to make us feel like we're wrong. If I'm going to a men's restroom and a lady comes up behind me saying, I'm a man. You go on in there by yourself, because I ain't going in there. Amen? I ain't going in there. Mm-mm. You scare me. I'll go outside. Praise God. I'll find a bush. But I ain't going in there with you. If that's the law of the land, I'm not complying with that. Well, who do you think you are? A child of the Most High God? Knowing the difference between right and wrong? I can discern good from evil and evil from good. And I'm not participating in your evil. Matter of fact, what stall you using, I'll make sure I never go in there either, because whatever comes out of you, I don't need it coming near me. Anyways, that's just me getting facetious. Living leaven free. So with that being said, any other announcements? No other. I see you holding a card. Oh, that's the I'm sorry. Oh, yes, it is Passover. You know, the Lord said, don't come before me empty-handed. Now, you know, this is really an opportunity for a double, because we did celebrate resurrection. And I'm doing this just as a representation. I'll fill it out what needs to go in as far as tithes. Everyone has given. Who needs to? Amen. Amen. And so thank you for your time and patience. Let's go ahead and hold these offerings up before the Lord. I pray that people were faithful enough in their givings before they had to leave. Yep, time's up. They didn't take an offering, I'd get away with something. Yeah. Come on, Brother Finn. Stretch forth your hands. Lord, we present to you the tithes and offerings. I thank you for the people. I thank you for your sons and daughters who give. They give unto you, but it supports the work of this ministry. I thank you, Father God, that we have been blessed and we continue to be blessed and we will be blessed through the obedience, through the instructions that you give us as a congregation, as an assembly. Father, I thank you for every tither, for every seed sower, for every person that has put in a Jubilee Passover offering. I pray, Father, that the windows of heaven are open over those who have given. I pray for divine favor. I pray for reconciliations and healings, miracles, signs and wonders. Work wonders in our midst, Lord God. Let the threshing floor, Lord, be full and overflowing, Father. In the name of Jesus, pronounce the double blessing upon your sons and daughters. Take it even further, Lord, and do a triple. Let a triple anointing come upon your sons and daughters. Let the anointing to prosper be over your sons and daughters, Lord. Let the blessing and favor of God come to each and every one. Lord, rebuke the devourer in Jesus' mighty name. The very thing that comes to steal and kill and destroy, the very thing that comes to prevent us from receiving our inheritance, from receiving our harvest, Lord, rebuke the devourer in Jesus' name on behalf of your sons and daughters in this house, that Father God, every earthly blessing, every favor comes upon them without measure in Jesus' name. Father, multiply their seed sown that they have even more seed to sow. Bless them coming in and going out, rising up and lying down. Bless the works of their hands, Lord God, that all that they put their hands to do will prosper in Jesus' name. Let the anointing destroy every yoke and lift every burden. Let the anointing bring about, Father, your results in Jesus' name. We thank you for those who were here earlier as well as those who have been here throughout the entire time of ministry. We thank you for them. Honor them. Oh, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, as we get ready to go from this place, we don't leave your presence, though we leave the building. And may your glory be upon us. Father, let us sense and feel your presence. And I declare over you that the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you and lift up his countenance on you and give you his peace. Every person that came up here, Father, for prayer and for the request, I thank you that it's already done in Jesus' name. I thank you that every promise, Lord, is theirs to enjoy. Bless them, keep them, make your face shine upon them, be gracious unto them, lift up your countenance on them and give them your peace. Your peace, Lord God, nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking. In the name of Jesus, honor their faith. And as we love one another, as you have loved us, be glorified in our midst. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give the Lord a hand of praise. Thank you for coming out today. We love you.